Blog Talk Radio.
Are you all sick of this song yet?
Open Gangnam Style.
Oh yeah, baby.
Gangnam Style. 보이지만 볼 땐 노는 여자 이제다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가볍지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각
I was nice. I left it on the board for you guys.
You're so awesome. We love you, Miss Tori.
You know, you just don't want me to remove that song.
That song is awesome.
It's going to go. One day you're going to look for it. It's going to be gone, I'm telling you.
Oh, no. That's right up there with, like, shake it like an earthquake, man.
Well, see, I don't mind shake it like an earthquake because it's not all over the place for me. This one here is everywhere. I'm going to need you to stop.
This is true. This is true. You know, they're going to stop doing it in a little bit. They're going to stop doing it.
No, they're not.
I know that I don't know if the stations around you are playing it, but the ones here are playing up in Gangnam Style, but they're changing it to Texas Style.
Oh God!
I was like, really?
Yeah, see. Now you just gave somebody an idea here in Texas, in Houston, because you know our football team is the Texans. You know it's coming. Of course, they lost yesterday.
Oh wow!
Boo, Texans! I still love you.
That is. If they use that as their like theme song, I'm going to be so upset.
What? Our Texans?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Open Gangnam Style? No, that's just no.
See how y'all see how she is? Oh, it's good. It's fine when she wants to hear it, but Texans want to use it. No.
No. I like the song, but I don't like it that much.
It's coming. It's like, okay, I have to say this, and I'm going to say this on air. Those of you who live in Houston know that, and probably all the Fox stations are doing this. They have This City Is My City thing that they're doing. That is driving me crazy. You all need to stop it. It's a promo, you know, for the city of Houston, and the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, how sweet, what a nice promo. But when you play it at every commercial break and sometimes back-to-back three times during a commercial break, hell no.
Wow, that's not cool. That'd be annoying as hell.
It is annoying. I just want to throw something at the TV if I thought they could, you know, they could pick up on it. It's like, ugh, stop. And good morning to you there. Who's saying good morning? Joe!
Oh, I don't have Joe. Twitter. I was like, what am I missing here?
Of course it's Joe. Hello there, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
I mean, yeah, I got to fix something on our site. I like those. Oh, that's one of... Never mind. Okay, I'm having a moment. So I posted up a story this morning that is one of our own, actually. Something I found this morning.
Ooh, what'd you find?
Well, as y'all know, we're everywhere. So we're
Oh, my God, we're everywhere.
We're on Yahoo. And this morning, I happened to open up one of my incognito Yahoo... why can I not find my story? Did I not save it? That would be just about right.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll tell you about it anyway. Yahoo has a new little... Do you use Yahoo at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you open it up, don't be all shocked and surprised. A new little screen has popped up, and I'm assuming Melissa has something to do with this, which is their presence if you have Yahoo Messenger.
Oh, no. See, I don't use the Messenger.
Well, I use the Messenger. I have for some years, especially for our Second Life things, because the ones where we're being incognito, I don't want it connected to any of my other things, because sometimes we love you all out there, but sometimes I just want to wander around in Second Life, whatever game I'm in, but still be able to have, you know, friends that I can interact with that don't know who we are. So I have my Yahoo name, and I opened it this morning, and lo and behold, the biggest surprise, there's a gaming channel. They have a little page that pops up. Yeah, it's a little... Well, they've always had the gaming channel, but it's presented differently. Kind of like a... Did you ever use MSN Messenger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the same thing. It pops up, but it's not nearly as cluttered as the MSN Messenger, and it has a little tab for your news, your email, any little deals you want, and then there's games, your name, the weather, your location, and an ad, and that's it. It's so simplified. I love it. And, of course, you have your web search at the top of you, you know, if there's nothing there that interests you. I mean, not at all cluttered. I said, you know, this actually, if I wasn't a gamer and I saw these, you know, kind of rotating here, and it's only like six or seven of them, I would actually want to click and see what it was because it's not, you know, it doesn't look complicated. Now, don't get me wrong, I love complication in my games. I don't want the complication when I'm trying to find them is the problem.
This is true. This is true.
I also gave Zynga an earful around, I don't know, 5-6 this morning. Maybe.
What for?
You know, they're collecting. If you haven't noticed when you're playing the Farmville 2, they're collecting your opinions. They want to know what you think of the game. And I told them, you're not bringing it. People are trying to just click it. I need something to do. I need for my animals to be sick when I log in. And I don't need to have to ask my friends for help. I need to be able to, you know, craft something that's going to get
me. Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
I need my crops to die, and I need to be able to do something other than just having my friends come over, or like Ginger and I do have two Facebook accounts, come over and revive my crops myself. You know, I want some complication. I want weather. I want, you know, I can only grow crops this certain time of the year. They're harder to grow this. You know, they're not studying the sim games of past. You know, go look at Sim Earth and Sim Farm and get some of the things from there. Since you're ripping them off with the whole other, what was the one they imitated? The Sims Social, they imitated down to every last little detail.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you imitate, you know, Sim Farm or add some things to it? I would like to play that. So they got a whole earful for me. Y'all need to fix it.
Well, somebody else is about to get an earful.
Uh-oh.
Microsoft.
Uh-oh.
And their infinite wisdom. Can you tell I'm making fun of them?
Yep.
Is not going to be selling mature-rated video games in the Windows 8 store. All right. So
face.
That's
face.
Yeah. All right, so an alarming decision to it's been revealed that the software giant will not sell or support any game with a mature rating in the United States and a 16-plus PEGI rating in Europe. The company's latest controversy, which was discovered in its Windows 8 app certification requirements, is puzzling, the writer says, due to the fact that Microsoft not only allows M-rated games on its Xbox 360 video game console, but also publishes many of them. Wow, they're not giving us any reason for it. Windows 8 is just chock full of issues, man. Anybody else just pretty much planning on not getting this? I just like to stay current, but, you know, I'm thinking Windows 8, I'm just going to skip out. I got 7, I'm good. 7 is giving me no issues. 8 sounds like it's one big issue.
I can't say as a blame ya. I'm not all that pleased with Windows. Well, you know what? It's not so much as the Windows 8. It's this whole holier than thou, we don't want to upset the parents type of thing. Gamers made Xbox Live, and not all of them were adult gamers. Or some of them were adult gamers. I don't see why you can't take an extra step and have people verify their accounts as being them being 18, and if you're 18, you see these games, and if you're not, you don't. How hard
exactly
is that? Why should we all be penalized? I might be lazy. I may have a broken foot, and I can't leave the house, and I want to get a game from Xbox Live that is M-rated, and I cannot anymore. I don't like that.
I'm sorry. I was giggling over the word penalized.
Go ahead and say it.
Penis! I had to.
Speaking of people catering to their customer base, well, if you didn't get a Nintendo Wii before, you may want to go ahead and pick one up now. Nintendo is dropping the price of the Wii down to $129 in advance.
I saw that this morning. That's awesome.
Yes. And this is in advance of the busy holiday shopping season to come. The new configuration is beginning to arrive in stores now. Will be broadly available. Yes, get this. Just a few short weeks, October 28th. This high-value configuration includes a black Wii console. The one we all wanted comes with Sports and Wii Sports Resort on a single game disc, as well as a Wiimote Plus and Nunchuk controller, both black, to match your console. This configuration replaces the current black Wii that comes with the new Super Mario Bros. Wii. They said nearly 6 years after it's launched, people are still attracted to the pure, inclusive fun of the Wii console, said Scott Moffitt, who's a Nintendo of America America is Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing. I know you, Scott. Wow, it's been a long time. He says a new suggested retail price and the inclusion of two great games make it an easy choice for families looking for a great value this holiday season. Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort represents two iconic games that helped pioneer the industry move toward motion control video games. No, it was not Dance Central, those of you who think so. It was these two games. The games include a wide variety of – actually, I could go back further than that. DDR actually was the beginning.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The games include a wide variety of sports that use controllers in unique ways. Players can try their hand at sports like bowling, tennis, baseball, archery. Hey, I never played the archery. Table tennis and basketball, all while simulating real-life motions using the Wii remote plus controller. For the first time, both games are included on one single game disc. Remember that the Wii does feature parental controls and lets you adults manage your little people and what they can access. Fantastic. So if you don't get a Wii, you're not able to get a Wii U and you've never had a Wii, you can go and pick one up. And the good thing about Nintendo is even the games that are coming out this Christmas will still be playable on the Wii. So you don't have to be like, oh, I don't have a Wii U, I can't play. I mean, some of them will be unable to play, but of course,
yeah.
Most of them will be because that's how they roll. They make sure we get more bang for our buck. I like that.
We do like the bang for the bucks.
You know what? No man. It is way too early.
I know, and I'm so tired, girl. I'm running on, I don't know, 3 hours.
You can do it. You can do it.
I can do it. Oh,
did you just hit the microphone?
I did. All right, so Riot issues fine for Season 2 League of Legends World Playoff Cheaters. Cheater, teeter, pumpkin eaters. It's not cool. Yeah, I had to go there. All right, so I'm going to lose my voice.
No.
All right, so Riot Games has issued a final determination on those teams they alleged cheated this past weekend in the third day of Season 2 League of Legends World Playoff matches. Riot has concluded the Korean team Azubu Frost, is guilty of unsportsmanlike conduct and is going to be fined 20% of its winnings.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, the fines can be donated to a Riot Games charity in Korea. Riot Vice President of Esports, Sussan Beck, says that the Korean team Azubu Frost was found guilty of unsportsmanlike conduct and is going to be fined $30,000 or 20% of the team's current tournament winnings. Three other teams were issued official warnings for their conduct, and one team was cleared of any wrongdoing. Riot's investigation found that AZF player Woong had violated the rules by looking at the stage's screens displaying the opposing team's minimap during game one of quarterfinal number 3, and that this action helped his team. Other team members altered their gameplay behavior based on that information, according to Riot. Beck says, we evaluated these cases based on intent, severity, and tangible impact in the course of the game. Based on our investigation, the Azubu Frost incident is the only one where we determined there to be tangible impact. We believe other members of AZF modified their gameplay based upon the information gained. We don't believe, however, that these actions decided the winner of the game. Hey, Beck, I want to slap you and tell you this is your fault. You put the screen up there where they could see it. Why?
Yeah, we've been saying that over and over.
I mean, seriously, you've got these tournaments. Sure, I can understand having them on the big screen, but why not have these guys walled off? Sure, you want everybody else to see them? Have two screens. One screen just showing the guys, and then one screen just showing the gameplay.
Most,
you know?
Every laptop or everything on the planet comes with a webcam. Hell, have them set up their own phone with the camera on. Here's a plug. Plug your camera in so we can see you. What was the big deal?
Exactly. But no, instead, you put the big screen up there. You put Temptation right there in front of them. What did you expect them to do? Of course people are going to look around. Wow.
Stupid.
Very stupid. So it's your own darn fault your people are cheating. Who set this up? Whose idea was this? Fire them.
Don't do it. All right. Our favorite ninjas. Ninja the bees. Ginger, cover your ears. Don't listen. A World of Keflings, the avatar-based Xbox Live arcade city-building sim, is set to release its second DLC pack in as many weeks when The Curse of the Zombiesaurus releases this Wednesday, October 17th, for 320 Microsoft points. The Zombiesaurus DLC comes stalking in on the heels of last week's Sugar Spice and Not So Nice DLC, which added new candy-themed kingdom items wherein players can explore and build a sugary city for their Keflings.
Aww.
Conversely, Zombiesaurus delivers a new land to the Kefling world that sits in stark contrast to the brightly colored Candy Peak and eerie yet amusing graveyard town chock full of bizarre monster Kefling residents plagued by the rampaging Zombiesaurus. Yet despite this ghoulish setting, players will find themselves wrapped up in the familiar Kefling humor and lighthearted gameplay that have become signatures of the Kefling games. Earlier this year, Ninja Bee, the studio behind A World of Keflings, held a contest allowing fans to vote to choose between three themes. Remember, we told you about this. Candy, Graveyard, and Pirate. For what would be the next DLC pack studio that they created. And, of course, the Curse of the Zombiesaurus came from that. Came from that vote. It was a second place team, actually, and only made it because of a fortunate accident. Actually, Brent Fox, who's the art director at NinjaBee, says the Zombiesaurus DLC only happened because we took a gamble and lost. Arranging the contest took a lot longer than we originally planned. Yes, it did. So we had a team ready to start working right away, so we surveyed our employees to see which they thought would win. Graveyard won in a landslide, so we bet that's how the fans would vote, and we just started working on it. When the contest finally happened, Candy won instead of Graveyard, so we had to stop all development and switch. But it's the best mistake we've made all year. Nice! So we have some screenshots from Zombiesaurus that Ginger will avoid like the plague, I am quite sure.
I was reading something the other day that DNA only lasts for about 450 years. So any chance of you idiots wanting to clone dinosaurs, not gonna happen.
Well, Ginger, that's now. Who knows what they'll have in a few years? I'm just saying.
All right, all I gotta say, people, is the first one of you to clone a zombie, gonna get a frying pan upside the head. Your head is concave.
Each other. Who needs to clone a zombie? Oh my God! Okay, wait.
Sorry, dinosaur. Whoever
you just reminded me.
What?
The Walking Dead came is back on as of last night, and they have been announcing a new zombie game called the Walking Dead Survivalist game. I don't know what it's about. But I cannot wait. As soon as we find out anything, we will let you know. I have been all over AMC like flies on something. That I can't say during the day.
Season 2 is up on Netflix, by the way, too, people, if you don't watch it, if you missed it.
Mm-hmm. And if you have Dish, you are really in trouble. Because you cannot watch it.
Neener.
Available on Dish. Sorry.
Dish is evil. Dish is way evil.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's time for another story. Another story.
What happened here? Right. I'm sorry.
Ooh, them be fighting words. Except that, you know, the other one's dead. All right, so Apple co-founder criticizes iPhone 5 design.
Ooh.
Yeah. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak is not happy with the direction of Apple. He has called the company arrogant while speaking out against the iPhone 5 design in a recent interview with Tech Central. Wozniak says that Apple is arrogant for refusing to make the iPhone 5 larger. The iPhone is a bit smaller than competitors' phones like Samsung's Galaxy S3. Wozniak thinks this is a big mistake. Part of me wishes that Apple had not been so kind of arrogant and feeling we're the only one with the right clue, he told Tech Central. I wish they had made a small and a large version of the iPhone. That would have just been great for me. Keep aspect ratio the same, horizontal and vertical the same, but just grow it in the other way. I think Apple tricked itself and said, oh, you could reach everything with one thumb, and I don't see anybody having any trouble using the larger screens. Apple said that as a defensive move, because when the other phones came out, they all had larger screens. Apple's now trying to run with that defense, saying, we are right, and really there's a mix of people. Not all people wanting the same thing, and a lot of people really like the big screens. True story, those tiny screens annoy me, especially when I'm trying to play games and I'm trying to click, and it's just so hard.
Well, see, he's right. They should have done both. I know people that have some excessively large hands that have problems with the smaller phone, so they probably need a bigger screen.
Mm-hmm.
But those of us who have little hands, like myself and Ginger, although she's complaining about a small screen, it might benefit a little more from a smaller screen, you know, especially when texting the bigger screen. We might not be able to reach the other side. We have
Well, texting hands. I don't have so much of an issue with, but, like, I'm talking about playing games, like, what was that one I played recently, the cake-making one. when I was designing my store or my little shop, whatever, and I was having to move things around, mm-hmm. that was hard on my little screen. If I had a little bit bigger of a screen, these could be a little bit bigger icons. And
well, see, here's what they probably should have done, a third size, a small, medium, and large. You all could have even teamed up with, I don't know, Starbucks. Grande Vente, you know, done that whole thing. I don't know. So, since everybody likes to team up nowadays, something else could have been done.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, for the gaming, yes, I'd want a bigger screen, but I also, you know, for texting, the bigger phones with the small hands is very, very hard. I can't reach. And I held the iPhone, that's how I know. I really can't reach the other side. Of course, I usually tend to talk text, especially when I'm alone in the car. That way I don't wreck the car. You all should be doing the same if you must
text
in the car.
I love being able to do that. That's awesome.
Yeah, you can talk text, and you can have, even on your Droid, you can have it read it out loud to you, too. They'll read it back. Sometimes it'll say crazy words instead of the ones that's there.
Yeah. I was texting somebody the other day, and what did it say? I ended up telling him he had nice breasts or something. It was nothing like what I just said. I said, no, you think I have nice breasts? I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, but just the left one.
Did you say just the left one? No, ma'am.
The right one's a little wonky.
Here, speaking of text, there's a cool invention out for your they're saying it's for your grandparents, but I'm seeing all kind of practical applications for this, like legal applications and things like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is a little cube that prints out your text and your photos that you send to your Nana.
Aww.
It's called the Message Cube, and it's supposed to be all so adorable. It's 4.2 inches that acts like a printer and doubles as a read-only cell phone. Ooh.
That's cool.
I may get one of these for my Nana because she said to me over the weekend, I have text. I get them from you, but I don't know how to respond. So it comes with its own phone number so that friends, family, doctors, and so forth can send messages to the message cube owners as text messages. The machine spits out text messages as little printed memos on a 3 1/8-inch wide thermal paper. An address book feature identifies who sent it, prints their name and phone number and the time and the date. It kind of looks like a receipt, oddly enough. The cube, get this, retails for $195 plus an additional $19.95 per month for the service. It can also print out pictures and notes sent from companion web and mobile applications. Creator Rob Sweeney told VentureBeat that the device is perfect for seniors 65 and up who don't use email or send text messages. In fact, the device was inspired by Sweeney's 83-year-old mother and his aunt, who now both use the cube daily. The device is also intended to help those with health issues, such as Parkinson's disease. They can receive timely messages from family members and healthcare providers. I don't know if this is going to be great for the seniors because it looks kind of small, and they can't see very well. So this is still the same problem. That's why they don't text, is because they can't see it. So I don't know that this would help at all. Let's think about that one. Can we make them bigger?
That would be a good idea. That would be a great idea.
Now, Message Cube at current.
Not until it's too late.
Yeah, they've received currently $800,000 in seed funding, and they've got four people there in Parksville, Missouri at present, not in Silicon Valley where you think they would be. Now here's where it is cool. They are partnered with Sony, so it's wireless right out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it could also act as a modem and a wireless printer.
That's kind of neat.
Doesn't require any type of internet connection, they're saying. So since you're paying for it monthly, that's nice. Kind of like a little hotspot thing. So that's interesting.
All right. I don't know if you saw the sexiness that I posted this morning. Such expensive sexiness, but totally sexiness. CyberPower PC announces Zeus Storm desktop gaming systems. And this thing is hot. Man, I would totally pose naked with it. All right. So... Anyways, cutting-edge performance and style blows away the competition. CyberPower Incorporated, CyberPowerPC.com, a global manufacturer of custom gaming computers. All right, people, really, really, really long titles. Today announced the Zeus Storm series, a powerful trio of desktop gaming computers equipped with cutting-edge processors from Intel and AMD, godly NVIDIA and AMD graphics, and a host of performance peripherals that will prompt your opponents to batten down the hatches and take cover. A storm is coming, and CyberPower PC does not want gamers to be left out in the cold. The Zeus Storm series includes three models that stand ready to battle. Customers can select the Zeus Storm 1000 with 8-core AMD Zambezi processors, which allow you to immerse yourself in the most advanced 3D games and achieve extreme mega-tasking. The Zeus Storm 2000 features Intel's latest powerfully fast Intel 3rd Gen Ivy Bridge CPU. The Storm 3000 model will be based on the Intel's enthusiast 2nd Gen X79 platform, including the latest 2nd Gen Sandy Bridge E CPUs. Regardless of your CPU choices, all Zeus Storm gaming PCs are extreme OC ready. For those of you going, what the hell's OC? Overclocked, ready, delivering an additional 20% CPU performance out of the box. That is sexy. Oh my God, that is hot.
I said OCC personally. I was confused. I said, that's missing a C.
High definition gaming will be epic because CyberPower PC outfits the Zeus Storm with leading edge graphics from NVIDIA's GeForce GTX 600 series or AMD Radeon 7000 series GPUs. The Zeus Storm is enclosed in the new NZXT Phantom 820 gaming chassis. The full tower serves as the perfect suit of armor to provide maximum cooling and good looks. With its sleek design and an advanced hue lighting system that allows users to quickly change internal colors on the fly, but the Storm's chassis is no gimmick. Cooling your Zeus Storm is a breeze with support from up to 8 120mm case fans. In addition, Zeus Storm CPUs are liquid cooled with CyberPower PC's advanced hydro cooling. All right, so anyway, there's a lot of information. I'm trying to like skim and get the best stuff. Anyways, the base price for this is $1,460. These are not cheap, people. These are not cheap.
Are they mad?
Yeah, I'm thinking so. And that's just for the base one, The base one has the CPU is an AMD FX 8150, chipsets 970. Graphics is AMD Radeon HD 7870. It's got 16 gigabytes of DDR.
Baby, say it slow.
And 2 terabytes. Yeah, and that is the 1460, the 3000. I'm going to skip over the middle because, you know, this is the middle. Meh. Goldilocks can have it. Zeus Storm 3000 is the high end. Comes with the Intel i7-3820 for the CPU, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 670 for the graphics, and 240 gigabytes SSD and 2 terabytes HDD. That's hot. All right, so that one, are we ready for the price? Are you holding on to your panties? $1,943.
Who's going to buy this is my question.
I don't know, especially because I know I could build this for a fraction of the price.
Who's going to buy this is my question. Keep
somebody
asking.
Somebody who is too stupid to build their own computers or too lazy and has, you know, more money than sense. Because seriously, you could go on... I'm going to just go and get plugged to Newegg, and pick out your parts and build the baby. And save yourself so much money. So much money.
Who would... I'm sorry. I'm blown away at the price. How much did I spend doing Frankie? I don't know. About $200. And she's a lot faster, actually, than she was.
Yeah, I mean, hell, I just upgraded my PS3 with the 1 terabyte, right? Yeah, 1 terabyte. Mm-hmm. And it was $100. So, you know, that's about $200. All right, my graphics card's going to cost about $200-$300.
Right.
Processor, about that much. But seriously, I can build this for half the price, if not less.
Yeah, that's called shopping around.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this much. They do make computer parts with people like me in mind now. My memory had a nice static guard built onto it, meaning I never touched it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't shock it because I'm good at killing some memory like nobody's business, just dead.
Anything that lives with electricity, she will kill.
Yes. A horrible, horrible death. Oh, and don't let it be a cold day. I don't know what it is about cold and me and static electricity buildup. It's just odd. You would think it was when it's hot, you know, because of the you know, the humidity in the air, but no, it's when it's cold. Mm-hmm. Are you scared yet, Ginger?
No, but Jay, I love you. I love you.
Why does Jay get love and I don't?
I don't know if he wants me to tell you.
You would keep something from me, Ginger.
I absolutely would.
Ginger.
I love you, Corey.
Ginger.
I love you.
Ginger.
Jay, you're awesome. You're awesome.
I'm sick and everything. Why don't get no love? Fine, then I won't share with you what I got from Paradox Interactive. So. Oh, yeah, it's like that. Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they like when I do that, y'all. Okay, so we want to know if you're prepared for SimCity disasters. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you know what? You shouldn't have told me that. Cutting. Okay, so protection and prevention for those of you who will be playing SimCity. Over the past week, there's been a few screenshots floating around. We have not posted them because we're waiting to see if Maxis is going to be nice to us. But we can't pass this one up. Today, they're debuting a disasters trailer that's supposed to give you the first look at what happens to your city when it's hit by a disaster and how you can rebuild it after a disaster strikes. Fresh off the reel, SimCity Public Service pictures have been sent over on how to deal with disasters. When taking over the mayorship of a city, one must be prepared to resolve a variety of situations, like loiters outside of City Hall, two donut shops opening next to each other, and how to explain why citizens keep disappearing when UFOs appear. Disasters are back, and with helpful hints from people like Howard of New Haven, Connecticut, you can learn if bigger is indeed better. Did Howard allocate space for police, fire, and health in his metropolis? You can find out by watching the video, which I'll post it for you shortly. Of course, disaster prevention begins with safety. There are several tips to ensure the least amount of damage to your city. First, fire stations are your friend. Make sure you have enough fire trucks to protect your city in case of earthquakes, meteor strikes, or something more ominous. I don't know what could be more ominous than all that, but now I'm scared. Second, be sure to tip your hat to your police chief. When disaster strikes, make sure your citizens are adequately protected from the dangerous things that go bump in the night. Lastly, a healthy sim is a happy sim, even if their home has been swept away by a tornado. Don't forget to fund your hospitals and be sure you have enough waiting rooms to handle the injured sims who will come rushing through the door. This basic SimCity service facility... wait a minute. I read that wrong. These basic SimCity service facilities will also help you rebuild after an earthquake, a meteor strike, tornado, UFO invasion, yes, I said invasion, or another yet-to-be-announced disaster that may touch your city. You never know when disasters may strike, but you can begin protecting your cities from the start. This announcement has been brought to you by Maxis, where disaster protection begins with safety. Best of luck,
wow.
Future mayors. Oh, man. And I'll have that video up for you shortly because it is hilarious. Oh, my God. This is going to be my favorite part of the game. I got to tell you.
I kill people in all kinds of horrible, devastating ways.
I am. And
well, you're just walking down the street shoe shopping, are you? Mm-hmm, here, earthquake.
I wouldn't do an earthquake. Earthquakes are boring to me. I prefer tornadoes. That was always my favorite. The tornadoes. I love seeing the people flailing around in the tornadoes. I don't know why that is. Not for real, people. Stop it. Some of you are like, oh, how dare she? No. In SimCity, it's hilarious. Okay, I need to put this up because I know Joe is going to cut me because he's my other Sim buddy. Joe is so pretty. You can get right down onto the street, dude. Sorry, I'm teasing him now. I'm going to post.
Wow.
By the time I'm saying this, and he'll hear it since we have a 30-second delay, Joe, you will be seeing it. Oh, he's already seen it. Well, then I don't
know. Yeah, he has.
Joe. Okay.
All right. I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken.
What?
And some of you people, permanent ban. Permanent ban. You deserve it. You deserve a permanent ban from life. Halo 4 leaked, Microsoft promises investigations and permanent bans to offenders. Over the weekend, thank goodness I was out watching a play since I didn't get to see this, pictures and forum threads started to illustrate that players had somehow gotten their hands on early copies of Halo 4, which isn't set for release until November 6th. Microsoft was obviously not very pleased with the news and promised that it would conduct a investigation into the early leaks of the game and would do so in conjunction with law enforcement. We are aware of isolated cases in which Halo 4 content has been propped on the web and are working closely with our security teams and law enforcement to address the situation immediately. Consumers should be aware that piracy is illegal, and we take vigorous action against illegal activity related to our products and services, especially our Game of the Year. Playing pirated copies of games such as Halo 4 is a violation of the Xbox Live Terms of Use and will result in the enforcement action such as account and console ban.
Permaban!
You are bricked!
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, we've told y'all that before, and y'all think we're joking. Yes, Xbox can, or Microsoft can brick your Xbox from afar.
Mm-hmm, they sure can.
I've seen it happen. Mm-hmm. You don't want this. You do.
That Microsoft also said that it would permanently ban any Xbox Live users who have been found to be playing the game on the service early. Obviously, if Microsoft can find these individuals and ban them, chances are they can expect to be visited, you'll have a knock on your door by law enforcement as well.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you got a popo at your door. Halo 4 being played early as a copy requires use of a modded Xbox 360 console in order to play as well.
Did you just say you're going to have the popos at your door? Did you really just say that?
I totally did. This is going to be like the Geohots of Xbox.
Oh, somebody's going to try to do it just to see if they can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the worst day of your life.
Yeah, apparently the email that you can expect is, this email is to notify you that your Xbox Live privileges have been permanently suspended. Yeah, they're totally a not written in their B word due to illegitimate releases.
Permanently suspended, beep!
Because your conduct is in violation, the Xbox Live enforcement team has totally pwned you and is teabagging you with a permanent suspension. Oh. Your Xbox Live privileges will not be reinstated, you noob. All right, so I may have added a couple of little things in there, but that was pretty much the gist of it.
Look, you asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted it.
Microsoft is teabagging you in the face right now.
I would just, by the way, Ginger, I would just like to thank you for addicting Baby Natrix to Minecraft.
It's amazing.
Do you know, I have heard at least half a dozen Minecraft references over the weekend, including that something she was eating was reminding her of Minecraft, and why wasn't it 8-bit like Minecraft, and where is Miss Ginger, because she will play Minecraft with me.
Oh, I totally would. Totally would. I love me some Minecraft.
That is not cute. That is not cute.
It is so much fun, girl. So much fun.
You cannot be addicting the Baby Natrix to the Minecraft.
Oh, yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Don't do it, Ginger. Don't.
Joe.
What did he say?
Down with Halo 4.
That's my boy.
You're breaking my heart.
You don't want to say that, but okay. Here's whoo, this is going to be good. Okay, so let me tell you guys, there's a scandal. It's not a scandal, but make a list. Okay, so anyway, Origin, pay close attention because I may read every single one of these, and there's quite a few. Whew. Okay, Origin had a down... That was so Minnesotian of me. Did you hear that? Hey, Ed. Origin download code giveaway. A giveaway has cost EA dearly. EA has been stung, not by a ninja bee, but...
Oh, no.
An error in the download code giveaway resulted in thousands of games being downloaded for free from the publisher's online store. Codes were given to users who completed a survey intended to allow the download of a single game each of EA's Origin from EA's Origin service. Instead, each code could be used without limit by any Origin user in North America. Man, I wish I had seen this. Before long, of course, the news of the exploit hit the pages of Reddit, resulting in an explosion of users looting Origin for multiple titles, as many as 40 each. Ooh, you want to know which ones they were, Ginger?
Which ones were they?
Okay, well, first let me tell you, this is just from one guy named Paladin Mats, and these are the games that he managed to get. I don't know, some of you others out there got some different ones, let us know. Dead Space, Dead Space 2, Dragon Age Origins, Dragon Age Awakening, Dragon Age 2, Crisis Warhead, Need for Speed Shift, Hot Pursuit, Undercover. cover Shift 2 Unleashed World, All Those Who Need for Speed, Medal of Honor, Littlest Pet Shop, Burnout Paradise, The Ultimate Box, My Sims, Command & Conquer 4, Tiberian Twilight 3 in that series, Red Alert 3 in that series, Red Alert 3 Uprising, Mass Effect 1 and 2, Battlefield 2 Complete Edition, Battlefield 2142 Deluxe Edition, Battlefield Bad Company 2, also the 2 Vietnam DLC, and 2 the Space, is it Spaceyacht kit upgrades, FIFA Soccer 12, and I'm only halfway down this list, people, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 12, SimCity 4, SimCity Societies, SimCity Societies Destinations, Mirror's Edge, the DLC for Mirror's Edge, Mercenaries 2, World in Flames, Shank and Shank 2, Spore, The Saboteur, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows 1 and 2, Bulletstorm, and all of the Sims 3 add-ons.
Oh, wow.
So EA, of course, has been contacted for comment, but they have none. They've not said a word yet. It's unclear as to what the cause of the problem may be, but I am expecting someone to be tra-la-laing with their little box outside of EA today on their way to their car, because you know somebody messed up badly. Man, why didn't somebody tell me?
Yes.
Jay says he did the survey and got the code but didn't jump. Yes. Why didn't you share, Jay? Curse you, Jay. Curse you. I could use some Sim add-ons. My Sims could have been living the lap of luxury. Hey, Jay, go see if you can use it now. And then pass it over here if you can. Hey, it's not illegal. They gave the code out. They didn't say you couldn't do it. They haven't said anything yet, people. That's all you got to know. Legalities. Until they say stop.
That's true. Oh no. This is not good. This is a short one, so I'm going to grab two. Right before the holidays, Foundation 9 closes Imagine Engine Studios.
Oh, no.
I told you people. On Friday, Foundation 9 Entertainment shut down its Imagine Engine game studio and laid off its entire staff, including studio head Randall Sanborn. An estimated 25 employees were also laid off, according to a report. The Imagine Engine layoffs and studio closure follows the layoff at another Foundation 9 studio, Backbone Entertainment. Foundation 9 chief executive James North Hearn confirmed that the Backbone layoffs with GameBeat, but also had no comment on the closure of Imagine Engine. Imagine Engine developed both work-for-hire titles and original games for all conceivable gaming platforms. During its lifetime, the Imagine Engine Studio is credited with more than 200 titles. So it sounds like the whole company is going the way of the dinosaur.
Oh.
That's no good, man. That sucks. That really sucks.
That is horrible. I'm so sorry to hear that. Foundation, I can't remember what they made right now either. That's probably why they're going under. You guys need to step it up.
Advertising is where it's at. All right, so Secretary of Defense calls for passage of cybersecurity legislation, warns of Cyber Pearl Harbor. Really, dude? All right, so United States Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, Mr. Stupidhead from now on, is sounding the alarm bells about cyber terrorist attacks, saying that passing the CISPA bill or enacting some kind of executive order to implement protections are necessary to avoid what he calls Cyber Pearl Harbor.
Really?
Hello, dude. The U.S. and the president does not own the internet. Just saying. He says that the U.S. should act preemptively to protect national interest in cyberspace by working fastidiously on some sort of safeguards for critical infrastructure. Yes, it's called having a firewall and having a very good, very good antivirus and not downloading porn.
Really, what? Oh, now you messed up, Naughty.
Not on your main computer.
All right.
Harbor that would cause physical destruction and the loss of life. Hold up. How does them attacking our internet cause loss of life? Anyways, an attack that would paralyze and shock the nation and create a profound new sense of vulnerability. Panetta said this during a speech at the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum in New York, where he belongs. Panetta went on to claim that cyber attackers are developing or have already developed new technologies that can knock out entire city power grids, derail trains, and contaminate water supplies. He also branded a cyber attack contaminates water supplies. Really?
Yep, it does.
Oh, my God. All right.
I've seen it happen.
Yes. I mean, it's like he's talking out his rear end. All right, he also branded factions within China, Russia, and Iran as extremist military groups in the cyber hacking space. Of course, the Secretary of Defense didn't talk about what the U.S. government is doing in this space, like creating technology that could be used to hack countries it deems as enemies. Multiple media reports allege that intelligence agencies had a hand in developing and deploying the Stuxnet and Flame viruses that attacked Iran's nuclear program and extracted classified information. Mm-hmm. All right, so as an aggressor nation or extremist group could use these kind of cyber tools to gain control of critical switches. They could derail passenger trains. What? Or even more dangerous, derail passenger trains loaded with lethal chemicals. Why would passenger trains have lethal chemicals?
Chemicals.
Oh, my God. Anybody else see an issue? Oh, seriously. Are you just trying to scare people? For those of us who are smart enough to see what you're doing, you sound stupid.
Oh, my God.
You're so stupid. Passenger trains with lethal chemicals. Oh, my God.
Oh, y'all have got the danger all up on the high register.
Seriously. What is wrong with you?
Hey, Joe. Guess what I'm looking at?
Legitimate terrorism.
Let me just talk to Joe for a second. Hey, Joe. I'm looking at a screenshot from SimCity. It says global commodities market, and that's all I'm going to tell you. He's going to frown right. He's going to frown somewhere at somebody. He's not going to know where. Just then he frowned. Okay, I'm sorry, Ginger, to interrupt your
rant. No, that's fine.
I had to get you out of the high register. Yeah, I had to get you all up out of the high register because Ginger was getting aggravated. This is no good was going to come of this. Okay.
You know, this wouldn't happen as long as it weren't legitimate terrorism.
So, you know.
Totally going with that little meanie right
there. It's fine what he's saying. The hackers could do some things, but what they're not understanding is hackers are motivated by things that benefit them.
Yeah.
And anybody that's crazy enough to derail a passenger train usually doesn't have the patience to sit down and learn how to hack, at least not nowadays. I mean, who knows, 10, 15 years, what might happen? But right now, it's like, I'm going to learn how to code just to do, no, I'd prefer to do my damage up close. Yeah. All right, Hulu, got some interesting things going on this morning. Hulu, this does not look good. You look like you guys are about to have a whole exodus like Zynga. Hulu co-owner sold all of his shares. He left the company, or he sold, or at least he cashed out $200 million. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, holy crap.
Yeah, Providence Equity Partners closed the sale of its 10% stake in streaming entertainment property Hulu just last week. VentureBeat confirmed this. The early backer sold its stake, originally purchased in 2007 for $100 million, back to fellow Hulu co-owners News Corp, Comcast, Disney for $200 million, according to multiple reports. You guys didn't know that News Corp owned Hulu, did you? And Comcast and Disney. Yeah, see all that? The deal values Hulu, which provides ad and subscription-supported access to television shows and movies, at $2 billion. Hulu made about $420 million in revenue in 2011. The service has a paying subscriber base of more than 2 million people. The sale, expected since April, gives the private equity firm an exit from a company that's toyed with but never followed through on, both an IPO and a sell-off. Last year, Hulu was unable to come to an agreement with Google. Google reportedly offered more than $4 billion but wanted longer-term guarantees on Hulu's content licenses. Hulu's equity buyback also creates liquidity options for employees, employee shareholders, including CEO Jason Kilar, who could net as much as $40 million as a result of the deal, according to Bloomberg. With the deal done, Hulu's future seems uncertain, especially considering that multiple reports peg Kilar as already having one foot out the door. Hulu has not commented regarding this. Ooh, juicy.
Totally juicy.
The fall of Hulu.
Oh, no. No, wait a minute. I like Hulu. They can't take Hulu because my new normal's on Hulu.
That's all great, well, and fine, but Hulu should not be forcing you to pay a subscription and leaving the ads in. I'm sorry.
This is very, very, very true because, yeah.
That is messed up.
Yeah. That was kind of the point of paying for Hulu so you didn't have the ads.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people.
Ow.
people.
That reminds me, I ran into the oddest person. This is the first time I've heard of a whole conspiracy theory of surrounding Yahoo.
Oh.
I don't get it. I spoke with a gentleman over the weekend who was going on and on about how Yahoo was the devil. And I tried to explain to him that EA is actually the devil, but he was not hearing me. I'm going to have to mentally go through that conversation before I completely share it with you all, but it was really an interesting conversation. Some of you out there are some odd birds.
Just a little bit, but we love you. We love you, especially deep fried. Nom, 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 nom.
No, ma'am.
You said bird.
Yard bird? Did you go southern on me just then and say yard bird? Is that what you just did?
No, I said, you said bird.
I said, yeah, you said deep fried. We don't usually deep fry. You don't deep fry turkey.
We do.
You know what? I'm taking your southerner card away from you for that.
That's so good. Wait, we deep fry everything in the South. Come on.
This is true.
I was looking some restaurants, Burger King or something, is going to start having deep fried Twix.
I don't know about that, but our Burger King here in Houston has sweet potato fries.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Is that not sexy? I had to whisper it. It was so sexy. Is that just the sexiest thing you've ever
seen? Those are healthy for you, too.
Yes, they are.
All right. So, Erie, as a student indie game, screams onto Desura just in time for Halloween. PewDiePie and Desura. I totally had to do with the accent. All right, so graduate students from the University of Utah's Entertainment Arts and Engineering, EAE, Master Game Studio, MJS, take their place in the Indie Game Hall of Fame with Eerie, a survival horror game that is already number one on Desura and has 7,000 hits on YouTube, thanks to game commenter PewDiePie and other reviewers.
Stop it.
PewDiePie. All right, so 11,500 people playing the game in the first 2 days. Eerie has its eyes on the scariest indie game titles held by games like Slender Man and Amnesia. Made as part of their group thesis project, Eerie ruthlessly drops players into a dark and terrifying sewer complex beneath a sleepy Michigan town during the 1960s, which were the creepiest days of all. With barely a minute to orient themselves, players find themselves trapped and being hunted with no option but to seek escape. Gather clues, collect dead cats. Oh, yes, dead cats, people. And use spray paint to mark the trail.
I think I'm done talking now.
I know. And whatever you do, don't look behind you. Eerie challenges the notion that the survival horror genre is dead and is available for free on Desura.com. The game was part thesis project, part research into creating fear using interactive narrative. Developed in about a year, Eerie represents the combined efforts of student artists, developers, designers, and producers. Students developed the game using iterative design, which allowed them to constantly experiment with scare tactics, the psychology of fear, level layouts, and sound design. All right, so you can get it over on Desura.com. The official trailer can be found over on YouTube. The official website's eeriegame.com. And again, just one more time, PewDiePie.
What are we going to do with Ginger?
Love me forever.
Hi. All right, guess what?
What?
We got charts!
Yay! Oh, it is Monday! Oh, great. It's time for charts. Hold on. Let me talk.
Yes, and then we're probably going to have to go after we do the charts, but we want to make sure we got them in.
Charts. All right, let's do this.
Coming in at number 10. The Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim.
Yay, not to be confused with Scrolls.
Number nine. F1 2012.
Yay.
Number eight. Borderlands 2.
Yay.
Number seven. XCOM, Enemy Unknown.
Ooh, those unknown enemies, they're always going to get you.
Dangerous. Number six. Just Dance 4.
Just Dance, yeah, baby.
Number five. Pokemon, White Version 2.
Yay!
Number four.
Number four.
The Zombielicious Resident Evil 6. Number three.
Number three.
Pokemon Black version 2.
Yay!
Number two.
Number two.
Dishonored.
You are so dishonored.
Actually, which actually looks kind of interesting. And number one, you'll never guess with this one, it's Ginger.
On FIFA.
Yep.
13. FIFA.
Viva la FIFA. Living la vida FIFA.
Living la vida FIFA?
I guess so. Oh, my goodness. What is going on? We're having some issues with the site this morning, I guess.
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
I think my pictures are too big.
Uh-oh. Rawr.
Big pictures are our thing, baby. Okay, we got 5 minutes.
We like it big.
Yeah, Ginger.
Yeah.
I raised her wrong is what it is.
I know she did. She raised me right. She knows it.
I take full responsibility. I raised her wrong. I ought not to have done it, but I did.
Did I tell you I went and saw a play this weekend?
You did not.
I did for my birthday. I went and saw Nonsense. It was very good.
Okay, you'll have to tell me about that later. You all don't get to hear.
To kill some other
especially nuns. You, Jay.
Yes.
You know Jay.
Why. I'm sorry, Jay. I love you, Jay.
You know why, Jay. You know why.
You were in trouble, Jay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're wasting time, actually, before it's time to go. So, with that in mind, we're going to say goodbye to you lovely people. And we will see you bright and early tomorrow. Make sure you tune in 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, noon, if you're on the East Coast. And you people who are on the other coast, I'm sorry. It may be too early for you. It's okay to listen on repeat. And tomorrow night, of course, we have Pixinista, where we're doing our Geekoween the rest of the month. Geekoween.
Geekoween, yes. Yes, yes, I love Geekoween.
Mm-hmm,
Geekoween's so fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This next song is dedicated to Jay.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry, Jay.
Oh, okay. That's the face I'm getting for that one.
You are.
I am what I am.
It just so happens that most men are
clowns.